Postman! Mark!
Sorry, Mrs. White.
Postman's been. You've got a letter.
Have I? White or brown envelope?
White. It's a proper letter. That one, too.
Goodness. Nobody writes me letters.
That's probably because you never write any yourself. London postmark. There you go.
Well, this is a surprise.
While I've got you here, Mark, I don't want to put you to any worry, but I think we need to talk about the rent.
Oh, yes, of course, Mrs. White. I do apologise. I'm 2 weeks behind, aren't I?
Three, actually.
Ah, yes, of course, three, counting this week. Things have been a bit tight. My goodness.
What is it?
This envelope is full of money.
What?
Well, look here. 20, 40, 60, 80. There's £100 here. I don't understand.
Does anyone owe you money?
Not as far as I know.
Is there no letter with it?
Yeah.
Well, what does it say?
Oh, Jesus! Jesus Christ!
Mark, where are you going? What's the matter? Mark, what about this? Your money? Mark?
The way she walks, the way she talks, how long can I pretend? Oh, I can't help it, I'm in love with the girl of my best friend.
The Girl of My Best Friend by Christopher Reason.
Her skin so fair.
Mark, is that you?
Who else?
I'm in the kitchen.
How are we getting on?
Fine.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Jules?
Slight confession.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't look like that.
What was it? One of the removal men in the back of the van at lunch?
Don't start. I thought we'd agreed.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's your bureau.
What about my bureau?
It's still in the dining room.
What was the last thing I said before I went out?
I know, and I'm very sorry.
And the removal men have buggered off now, I suppose.
Yes.
Jesus, that's two flights of stairs we've got to lug that.
Oh, we don't have to.
What do you mean?
We could just sling it out and get something a little more practical.
Have you done this on purpose?
Some what?
Sometimes, Jules, you are a devious canary.
I haven't done anything.
Exactly. Thanks very much.
Look, listen, I'm sorry about your wretched bureau. I should have told them to take it upstairs, but I forgot. Believe it or not, your bureau does not come top of my list of priorities right now.
Well, roll your sleeves up.
What now?
If I don't get that up to my study, I don't have anything to type on, and I've got work to
do. Oh, this is stupid.
Come on.
It's old, it's scratched, the veneer's coming away, and it weighs about 4 tons. Why don't you move into the 20th century?
I've explained before.
What is it about this pile of tat that makes you want to hold on to it so badly?
Don't do that.
I know the real reason. If he checks out the bureau, he'd have to check out all the rubbish that's inside it. What's this?
I've asked you to stop.
Is there any system to any of this? Is this the way you run the office? Tax returns from 1979, Jesus.
Jules, I'm serious.
What are these?
Oh, stop being so bloody nosy.
Photographs?
Put them back.
My God, is that you? Where's this other couple? Blimey, they're in all of these. How old are you?
Oh, come on, Jules, let's get on.
Oh, stop being an old killjoy. How old
are
you?
About 21.
And you took these, right?
Right.
Well, I don't know these two, do I? Which ones were they? What on earth is he doing to her?
What's the matter?
It was pretending to be a dog. It was a sort of running joke.
Looks like he's raping a poor girl.
It's only in fun.
What was his name?
Jules, we haven't got time for chat.
What's his name?
Benny Duncan, now up those stairs.
Him? The Benny Duncan?
That's the one.
God, he's changed.
When did you meet him?
Oh, you can't have forgotten. He was at that appalling party that Faye threw towards the back end of last year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You got into one of your moods and left early. He was with that TV producer lady.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, come on, Mark, don't pretend. You called me over, introduced me, and immediately walked off, leaving me lumbered. Next thing I know, you've gone. We had a full-scale flaming row about it when I got back.
What do you want me to say? Sorry?
He's a strange man. Very bizarre. Talked about himself all evening.
Well, he hasn't changed much then.
And he was your best friend.
Listen, I'm not sure if I want to talk about this.
It doesn't strike me you two would have had much in common.
Once upon a time, he used to be very funny.
So, when did he stop being your best friend?
When he stopped being funny.
Listen, Mark, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. You've got to come back.
How did you know I'd be here?
Mel told me. She needs you, Mark. I've just driven all the way from Putney. I've crashed all the lights. I'm driven like a maniac. Come back with me now.
You are a shit.
Oh, Christ, please, no, Mark.
You're beneath contempt.
Honestly, Mark, I had no idea she'd react like that. As far as I'm concerned, it's all been over between us for months.
Oh, I wash my hands.
If you won't do it for me, do it for Mel. She needs to talk.
There's nothing to say.
She's in a terrible state.
It's too late and I'm too tired.
Please, come back. Just for tonight. I'm begging you. As a friend.
It's where I finally say no, Benny.
I thought today was turning out to be the best day of my life.
I've given up on you.
Don't do that. Don't do that to the scruff dog.
You'll never change.
I'm gonna change. Now that I've got the job, I will change. I know I've been bad to her, but I will change. I promise.
I don't believe you.
Why not?
Look, my train goes in a few minutes.
Catch the next one.
There isn't a next one.
I'll drive you back tomorrow.
My mind's made up.
Can I phone you tomorrow?
Look, you know I'm not on the phone.
This is ridiculous. Look, I was stupid, okay? Thoughtless. I should never have brought the girl back. It was a misjudgment. I made a mistake. Christ! Can a guy make a mistake?
Bye, Benny.
Phone. Promise you'll phone. I see ya! Hey, Mark!
What?
Whoop, whoop! Whoop! Cut that dog!
Cut that dog.
Wait.
Ow!
It's stuck against the railing.
You're going to break the banister. Stop pushing, will
you?
Back down.
Sorry.
Go back.
I can't go back.
In a minute, my back is going to break. Now, Mark, just take it down and start again.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, quickly.
All right, all right.
Oh, my God. Oh. Oh. Listen. One of us is going to have to go and pick up Joe from school.
We've got an hour before then.
You are mad.
Well, I'll go first this time, okay?
Oh. Well, let's just do what I said we should have done first time round and take all the drawers out.
Oh, for God's sake.
What's the point in making work for ourselves? Come on.
All right, all right. What happened to those thrusters?
They're in my pocket. Hey. This drawer's locked. It won't come out.
Money?
Well, look, have you got the key?
I don't think so, no.
Well, have you or haven't you?
Well, not on me, no.
Well, where is it?
Well, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Look, I've mislaid it. I don't know.
What's in this drawer?
I don't know. Things. Stuff.
Why is it locked?
Look, will you stop asking me all these questions? I don't know, all
sure,
right?
It locked itself, did it? Jeez.
Look, it's only a tiny drawer. It's not going to make any difference.
Oh, and all that crap about no secrets. You're amazing.
Jules, I'm not in the mood.
Mr. Hipgrid.
Are you going first, or am I?
What's in there? There's a postcard.
Really? Look, come on. We've got to get a move on. Have you got it?
Yes.
Right, from the bottom.
All right, all right. Pull, will you?
I am pulling.
Oh. God, I hate this stair carpet. That goes at the weekend.
We'll see.
Oh. Oh. Oh, stop a sec. I'm puffed.
You gave up the fags.
Oh, stop being so boring.
Stop picking at the wallpaper.
God, yuck, it's hideous. Why did you give Benny what's-his-name the brush off at Faye's party?
I said, will you stop picking?
I'm just seeing how many layers there are.
Well, I wish you wouldn't.
Answer the question.
It was a long time ago, all right.
So what? I'm interested.
Another time. Now, up those stairs. Hold on, you're going to get it caught.
I can smell damp.
No, you can't.
Definitely something pongy up here.
It just hasn't been lived in, that's all.
Look, this stairwell doesn't get any light. It's dangerous.
Come on, we're nearly there. I think you're scratching it.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. What a calamity.
Up against this wall, at least for the time being.
Can I get into this drawer from around the back?
Stop playing games, Jules.
I think it's you who's playing games, Mark.
You're going to need a new skylight. This one's heavy.
Why did you do that runner from Faye's party?
I can't remember.
Your nose is growing.
I think rather than just get a carpet for this room, I'll sand down these floorboards and varnish them. Yeah. And I'm going to need a phone up here.
Who was the girl?
Are you looking at those again?
Hmm. She's got a very pretty smile.
Yes.
Very attractive. Does she figure in the litany of university conquest?
I'll leave it alone, Jules.
I've never met her, have I?
No, you won't have done. No, we're going to have to move it over. There's not enough light on this side of the room.
What was her name?
Now, one thing at a time. Let's just get this sorted out, shall we? Now, pull your end.
So we could talk at the same time, can't we?
It's just getting a little tiresome, that's all.
I only asked her name.
Melanie Bradshaw. Now, over in Frankfurt.
Was she your girlfriend or his?
Sorry?
Was she your girlfriend or his?
Oh, she was his.
What's she got here?
Yeah.
Look, in this one. She's holding something up. It's a bit blurred. Can't really tell.
Yes, sir! And
your heart,
don't be so boring! Hey, you've seen one dragonfly, you've seen them all!
Well, I'm going exploring, I'll go and talk to the chief. They've got more to say for themselves than you have!
What's she doing now?
Sorry?
She's got a daisy chain, she's trying to give it to one of the sheep.
How dumb.
Why is it dumb?
Because they're all going to run away from her, aren't they?
Not necessarily.
Of course they are. Sheep are like that.
Only some sheep.
What are you talking about?
Lambs! You can go up to a lamb sometimes.
Mark, why do you have to be such a pedant?
Hey, look! There! Hey, she's got a lamb! Hey, brilliant!
Yes, make a very nice little dinner that with a bit of mint sauce and...
Mel! Hold him up a bit! Smile! It's a lamb. She found a lamb and picked him up. Bleaty Crimsworth Dean.
Sorry?
Well, Crimsworth Dean was the valley in the Pennines where we were that day.
Bleaty? She always was daft as that.
She was rather funny, actually. But you had to know her.
Oh, wasn't he the sweetest little baby? He lost his mummy. If it only had been a few hours old, I've reunited them there. A social work of a sheep. It's important that families should stay together.
I got a photo.
Oh, I shall have it blown up and stuck on my wall. I've already given him a name. He's called Bleaty Crimsworth Dean. With a hyphen, because he's an aristocratic sheep.
A very sweet name. The Right Honourable Bleaty Crimsworth Dean.
You're crackers.
Bleaty thinks you're just a pleb. Say cheese.
Thanks for helping with the drawers.
You've never mentioned this Melanie before, have you?
You said that you were going to help.
She's in every one of these. Did you have a crush on her or something?
No, just good friends.
As the saying goes.
I used to hang around with her and Benny a lot. I was her resident gooseberry.
Oh, well, at least she had the sense to ditch boring Benny.
Yes, she did.
Do you know where she is now?
She's dead. She killed herself.
Her lovely hair, her skin so fair, I could go on and never end. Oh, I can't help it, I'm in love with the girl of my best friend.
Benny, I'm going to build a dam!
Right-o!
What do we have? You have to do your impersonation of the dam buster.
Roger, Captain.
Okay, here I go.
Do you want the mini roll?
You what?
I've got about a dozen here. Mini rolls.
Why, whenever I see you, do you always seem to have mini rolls?
I'm a mini roll junket. And Mummy is my dealer. She brings them round to the flat every Sunday in the motor with the fourth place.
No, thanks.
Benny says, have a mini roll, or do I have to get nasty?
You're going to have to get nasty.
Hey. It's very disrespectful to turn down the offer of a mini-roll from Big Benny. Oh, he was trying to make a friendly gesture. He don't appreciate your discourtesy. You're a wise guy.
Oh, better still. Have a mini-roll. They'll all have melted.
Actually, I'm getting sick of them.
Well, tell Mummy to stop bringing them round, then.
I'm a growing boy. Mummy has to feed me up. I've wasted away without her. Not just Minnie Rose, you know. It's everything. Eggs, bacon, beef burgers, frozen chocolate surprise puddings, vitamin pills, yeast extract tablets.
And Minnie Rose.
And Minnie Rose.
Sure, basically, you're just a spoilt little mummy's boy, aren't you? Do you ever do any shopping?
I go to the off-license.
Why go to a college where you're only 10 miles away from home? I came here because it was as far away as I could get.
You're nagging me again, Mark. I don't like being nagged.
I've got some cream soda here. You want a swig? Mummy, bring it round.
So what if she did?
No tar.
All right. Oh, it's warm. Pour it away. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Sophie.
What a fantastic day. Brilliant for me. I need heat. I should be a sun worshipper. If you were to ask me how I wanted to spend the rest of my life, I'd say, stretched out on a rock by the side of the Med with a pint of Pimm's in my hand. Paradise. That's all I want, really. Get lots of money very quickly so I can spend the rest of my life on holiday.
So that's where I'll find you in 15 years' time, is it?
Well, long before that.
What are you going to do after the finals?
Well, I'm finally deciding. Rock star, maybe. TV director.
Ah!
Or head of an advertising agency selling dog food.
And when you're stretched out in your Mediterranean paradise, will you condescend to invite over us mere mortals at any time?
Naturellement. It'll be liberty all. One long party. Lots of drink, lots of girls, lots of drugs. Just like here, really. Set hotter. Ah, no, don't get out your book.
Well, it's all right for you not to care about finals, seeing as how you're going to be a famous rock star, but some of us are going to need qualifications.
Boring.
What's she doing now?
What kind of dam is that?
A damn good one!
She's soaked. She's soaked to the skin. It's like a fish. Do you like fishing, Marcus?
Never fished.
You should try it. It's great.
Is it really?
Yes, really.
Look, Benny, I'm trying to read.
Exams are so boring.
I've got to finish this today.
What is it, anyway?
Great Expectations! Oh, you must have seen the film. You must know what happened.
Sometimes you are a real peasant.
Marcus, put down the book. Benny wants to talk.
What about? And don't call me Marcus.
Benny wants to talk about fishing.
Benny, I couldn't give a monkey's about fishing, not in any way, shape or form. And I don't think that behind the forthcoming stream of codswall up you do, either.
You know your trouble. Shall I tell you?
You're going to.
Marie Adams.
Oh, here we go.
Ever since she gave you the bums rush, you've been really boring.
Thank you for that confidence-building remark.
No fun. D-U-double-L spells dull. Wounded ego. Nursing hurt pride. What you mean...
is another woman.
Well, I wasn't going to put it quite so delicately. Basically, yes. Correct. 10 out of 10, which is where the fishing comes in.
Dear Marge, 2 months ago I split up with my girlfriend. I'd be all right about it if it wasn't for my supposed friends going on about it all the time. What do you think I should do?
Go fishing?
Fishing's in month.
Nonsense.
All hunting is...
Fish don't feel anything.
Is that so? You've discussed this fully, have you? With a seminar of trout.
It's a fact!
Well, one of these days I'll stick a filthy great hook in your mouth, see how you like
they
it.
They enjoy the fight as much as the fishermen do.
Now, who's talking nonsense?
Anyway, I wasn't talking about that kind of fishing.
I'm going back to Dickens.
Fishing for women.
Oh, I never have guessed.
A man and his rod.
Very funny.
Fly fishing.
Ho, ho.
Throwing in your line, waiting for a nibble.
Bit louder, I don't think... Mel can hear you.
I think she's given up dam building. She pretends to be a duck at the moment.
Hello, Daffy!
Mad. Trouble is, most blokes don't have the first idea.
By that, I take it you mean me.
No, of course not you. They sit by some mucky pond with a moldy old maggot on the end of their line, hoping they're going to catch a salmon. In the end, they hook a minnow and they think they're happy. I couldn't be doing that.
Benny, come and be
a duck! Quack, quack! I'm talking!
So what specimen of fish is Mel?
Well, maybe not a salmon, I grant you. A nice trout.
And one trout isn't enough?
Whoever heard of a fisherman who was happy with just one fish?
You don't know when you're lucky.
None of that mucky pun stuff for me. More your raging Scottish river. The surge of white foam.
Have you ever been fishing, Benny? I mean real fishing.
So what if I haven't?
The only kind of fishing you'd be good at is fishing for crabs.
Oh, that's very funny.
The fact is, I don't think women are fish to be reeled in.
Now, you were doing quite well there. Don't start getting pious. This is all to do with splitting up with Marie.
She's got a lot to answer for, that girl.
Oh, don't start trying to drag her back in.
You need another woman to take your mind off things. And Uncle Benny's going to get you one. Do you fancy Mel?
When I want your help, I'll ask for it.
Answer the question.
Benny, she's your girlfriend.
But do you fancy her?
I don't even think about it.
No man sees a half-attractive woman without deciding whether he fancies her or not.
I honestly haven't thought about it.
Don't believe you, but think about it. Now.
Well, of course, she's a very attractive girl.
You know she likes you, don't you?
But what's going on here?
She thinks the sun shines out of your backside.
Does she?
Why can't you be like Mark? Mark is so intelligent. Mark is so sensitive. Mark this.
Mark that.
Give it a rest, Bernie.
So, basically, you are in, Boyle.
Stop winding me up.
She's yours for a brown ale and a packet of crisps.
Pack it in, then.
Have I touched a raw nerve?
You're being a pain.
Oh, a pain. What sort of pain? A pain of glass you can see right through me. A pound of pain, and you get underneath on a cold winter's night. Champagne, fizzy and excited women guaranteed to liven up parties. Or propane, just a load of old gas.
A hemorrhoid sort of pain.
You still eating at my place tonight?
Well, that's the second time you've asked me that.
Just checking.
Why?
And mine. What do you think of Maya Berlinsky?
Who's Maya Berlinsky?
You know.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Polish-looking one. You used to hang about with Marie sometimes.
Oh, her doing textile design.
That's the one.
I don't think I've ever spoken to her.
What about when you were hanging around with Marie?
Well, I might have said hello a couple of times.
Did she have a fella?
Look, how am I supposed to know?
Well, didn't you and Marie ever talk about her?
Why on earth should we?
Do you think she's attractive?
Well, I suppose she is.
Yeah. On a scale from 1 to 10.
Oh, I don't know.
Yes, you do.
Well, I suppose I'd have to say she was very attractive.
Yeah, I'd say she rates a cool 15. You should have seen her at the Art Society Ball.
What were you doing at the Art Society Ball?
I went there with Jennifer Wade.
Jennifer Wade? How long has this been going on?
How long has this been going on?
Come on.
It's not now. Ship's in the night, you know.
And does Mel know about this?
Does she? At least I don't think she does. But that's not the point. The point is that Maya Berlinsky was there. And I think I'm in love.
Cock.
Either that or just fancy the knickers off her.
More plausible.
She has a stunning body.
Well, I didn't suppose it was her mind that you were after.
And her daddy is rolling it. Banker or something.
Oh, you're hopeless.
Wrong, Marcus. I am very hopeful.
So, she's rich and beautiful and you fancy her, so what?
So, I'm taking her out to dinner tonight.
Oh, for Christ's sake, Benny.
Knew you'd be jealous.
I'm not jealous, I just think you're mad.
Mad the dogs and Englishmen go out to meet this hunt.
And I suppose you've told Mel all about this.
My heck!
But where does this leave me and Mel tonight?
Well, this is your big chance, boy.
No, I'm serious, Benny, you can't do this. It is not on.
Now, come on, Mark, don't get stroppy with me. Do it for me as a mate.
You're going to dump me on Mel in your flat while you go off with another woman?
But you couldn't make it any other night. It all worked out wrong because I'd already arranged to spend today with Mel.
Well, get someone else to do your dirty work for you. Leave me out of it.
You're the only person I can talk to, Mark. There is no one else.
This is appalling.
Please, Mark, I'm begging you. Don't let me down.
You're not leaving me much choice.
Cheers, Mark, I'm really grateful.
Well, let it be known that I'm doing this under sufferance. And if the shit hits the fan, then I disclaim all knowledge.
I give you my word of honour.
What's that worth?
I've got it all fixed off, you know. Ma's phoning up about 6 tonight to sort out where I'm going to pick her up. I'm going to say it was Patrick, my tutor. He wants to go over my extended essay before it gets submitted. Leave about 7:30 and be back before midnight. I promise.
Does this Maya woman know about Mel?
Not yet.
You can't do this.
Give me a break.
You're always leaving me in a doggy do. Oh, shut up.
We'll have a great time. You're able to talk about art and philosophy and all the other things I don't understand.
Have you got no conscience about any of this?
I haven't done anything yet. Don't know whether me looks in or not, do I?
Why not just be straight, say that you're going out to dinner with a friend?
Because Mel will go star-raving bonkers, that's why.
You two are boring. It's a lovely day. Beautiful scenery, and all you two can do is sit round gossiping like a pair of old women.
Oh, I've been telling them about me arthritis. This is terrible jippet's been giving me loads.
Now, what have you been talking about?
You're done, finished.
Let's talk about it. I have my present, David. I'm going in.
Benny, come back, you fool, for goodness sake.
Hey, well done, Jeff. Get here, Jeff. You and the men's off dogs.
Shut up, idiot. Tell me.
Oh,
It was man's talk, my dear. You wouldn't understand.
Come on, Mark. What have you been talking about?
Marcus here is a man, now. One of us. We don't reveal our secrets. Like the missus.
Hey, you only do this to wind me up. Come on, Mark. Has he been talking about me? Has he?
Oh, arrogant. To think we've nothing better to talk about than you.
Watch it.
Go on, pat the dog.
Get off! Oh, boy, I'm a biscuit.
Watch the baddie!
Mrs. White?
Postman's been. You've got a letter.
Have I?
Mark! Mark, are you going to pick Joe up from school? Mark, you in there? Mark! Mark, you up here? Why didn't you answer me?
I didn't hear.
What's the matter?
What do you mean, what's the matter?
You're trembling. Your face is all flushed.
I'm perfectly all right.
You look as though you've seen a ghost.
Look, I'm fine. What do you want?
One of us has got to go and pick Joe up from school.
Well?
Well, the plumber's coming to fix up the washing machine at 3:30 now. I'm quite happy to pick up Joe from school if you're quite happy to deal with the plumber.
No, it's all right. I'll pick up Joe from school.
Oh, surprise, surprise. What are you doing up here anyway?
Sorting through my stuff. I've got work to do.
You don't go in till Monday. There's 1,500 flaming tea chests downstairs waiting to be unpacked.
Jill, don't stop.
Well, it's all right for you. I'm working my socks off down there.
It's no rush.
There's a council tip in the living room.
Shut up! Just shut up!
Eating you.
Nothing, I'm all right.
It's to do with that girl, isn't it? Well, isn't it? Listen. When people that you've been close to commit suicide...
I can do without this.
Oh, listen. It can take years for it to work itself out. All sorts of guilty feelings have to be resolved.
I can do without the platitudes, thank you very much.
Shall I tell you what I think?
I'd rather you didn't.
I think you might have been in love with young Melanie. Am I right? Well?
I don't know what the word means anymore. I haven't got the faintest idea.
I see.
Well, don't look like that.
Well, how else am I supposed to take it?
You should know what I'm talking about. All the guff you were spinning me when it was still going on between you and Biggins.
Oh, don't be so childish.
You and Mickey. You were going on about how there's all sorts of different kinds of love and that one doesn't necessarily exclude the other.
So?
So I don't know what love is anymore.
Well, I don't know what it is either. I only know what it's not. It's not moon and June and stars in the eyes and all that Romeo and Juliet crap. It's not putting someone on a pedestal and thinking they're God.
It wasn't like that.
What wasn't?
I'll get the car out.
What wasn't?
See you in about half an hour.
I need to know, Mark.
Don't worry, Jules. I never even kissed her.
I want to tell her how I love her so and hold her in my arms, but then, what if she got real mad and told him so? I could never face either one again.
That's the last of the wine.
I'll make a start on the washing up.
Oh, forget it. Once you start, you'll never finish. Kitchen looks like a bomb's hit it. Let his mother do it when she comes round.
Well, I better phone for a cab.
Later. Wait till Benny gets back. I don't want to be left alone. You've been great tonight. Don't let me down now.
Okay.
What was Marie thinking of? He's such a good man.
St. Francis of Assisi.
No, really. You're so kind and concerned. You really care, don't you? You listen to me wittering on. Anyone else would be bored silly. Maybe you are. But if you are, you hide it very well, and that's just as good. Now, why did she? She must be mad.
I'll need a new hat. I think she must have thought that I was a bit straight. A bit set in my ways. Boring, basically.
I don't think you're boring at all. I think you're very intelligent. It is great to have a conversation with a man where you don't think the sole object of the exercise is to get into your knickers.
Does that happen a lot?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just paranoid. Or just drunk. Anyway, if I'd been Marie Adams, I'd have known when I was lucky.
Maybe you should tell her that.
Maybe I will. Christ! Look at the time. Midnight. This is where Benny turns into a pumpkin. Let him stay out all night, I don't care. We don't care, do we? I've had a very nice time tonight, thank you, sir. Most pleasant. I have no need whatsoever of that pox-ridden old flea bag.
Well, his car's been playing him up recently.
I don't want you sticking up for him. He's not at any tutorial tonight.
No.
Of course not. With another woman. Probably bonking away even as we speak. Well, let him bonk on, see if I care. We're all right, aren't we?
I need some coffee and put the kettle on.
Mark, you're embarrassed. Don't be. You thought I didn't know. You thought that when Benny was throwing me all these lines that I was swallowing them all. It would be Jennifer Wade tonight. I know he's been seeing her. I know he took her to the Art Society ball. Well, at least I'm pretty damn sure he did. And he thinks he's such a clever clog for pulling the fast one on me without me ever realising.
Why do you allow it to go on?
They suffer least who suffer what they choose. It's a line from a song. I'm not sure if it makes any sense, but it comforts me.
Why not find someone who wouldn't muck you about?
Perhaps I could. I ought to point out at this stage that I'm only being so amazingly philosophical about this because I've had 2 gins and 1/2 a bottle of vino. Sometimes I sit at home in my little room and cry my eyes out because I feel so sorry for myself. Sad, isn't it? Poor little Melanie. I know. There's a brand new bottle of scotch in the cupboard. Let's go for it. Serve him right.
Well, I've had enough.
Enough is never enough, Mark.
The room's going to start spinning round.
Surely that's more interesting than it staying still. Let's get pissed. I want to talk. I want to hear you tell me what you think I should do with that bastard boyfriend of mine.
You're going to regret this in the morning.
You sound just like my mother, God rest her soul. Come on, have a stiff one, as the bishop said to the actress. I'm not going to manage it on my own. Oh, I can never manage these flaming tops. I wish they had a cork that you could pull out with your teeth like in the Wild West. There we go.
Watch it.
What now?
What's the daisy?
Clumsy. Always a hanky tucked up your sleeve. That's one piece of advice my mum gave to me before she passed away, and I've tried to keep to it ever since. Now hold still. Anyone ever tell you about the mole behind your left ear?
I do believe they have.
This mole is a Russian spy. Within this mole is secret listening apparatus, which is beaming signals back to the Kremlin even as we speak. This mole must be bitten. No! where was I? Pouring the scotch tea. Two. Say when.
When?
What am I going to do, Mark? It's very confusing for a bear of little brain. I make lists, you know. Why I should stay with Benny, why I should tell him to F off.
And what do they say?
Well, like, had a really good time today. Today was wonderful. He was funny and kind. He's amazingly generous. He's never happy just sitting around. He always wants to take you out, find something interesting to do. If he were just all those things, he'd be perfect. But he's not, because he makes me cry. Lots. Still, I'm not going to let that get me down. I'm in the mood for some serious drinking.
You are wonderful.
Do you think so? I must say, I feel rather wonderful right now.
Almost kissed you back there.
They'd have heard it in Moscow.
I wanted to.
What stopped you?
Suppose I was scared.
I didn't know I was so frightening.
Oh, I don't think I'm very good at this sort of thing. I think I'd better get out.
No, stay there. Don't go. Don't be silly.
I'm real a fool.
Don't. I don't mind. I'm glad.
I shouldn't have said that.
Why not? If that's what you wanted to say...
I've really cocked this up.
Do you want to kiss me now?
I don't know.
You can if you want.
I'm sorry. I've drunk too much. Hopeless. This whole situation is hopeless.
Don't say that. The situation's hopeless. Why don't we all do away with ourselves now? Maybe not such a bad idea. Hemlock's about the best way, I think, if Socrates is anything to go by. I think you just start by getting cold feet. Well, that wouldn't be so bad if you remembered to put your bed socks on first. And of course, that's what you're suffering from, young Mark. A bad attack of cold feet. Pity. Did I ever tell you how I first met Benny?
Probably, but tell me again.
I'm just coming out of the Humanities building, going across to the refect, when this extraordinary person leaps out in front of me, barking like a demented Dalmatian. Woof, woof!
Pat that dog.
And he's snapping at my heels. Everybody looking. And I've never set eyes on him in my life. Then he bites me.
Oh.
Not hard, do you understand? And it's all the pat the dog routine right in front of dozens of people. I laughed. I laughed and laughed. I mean, what else could I do?
I've been put down.
I know he's the sweetest little thing, Mr. Vet, but he pees on the carpet and he can't resist humping every bitch on the block. I think it's the kindest thing. Anyway, he then says, do you like puppy dogs? Do you like puppy dogs like this? He's still yapping and panting. So I said something like, well, it all depends. And he gets even louder. Do you like puppy dogs? Do you like puppy dogs? Now, I am not the type that gets embarrassed easily. But by this time, I am as red as a beetroot. So just to shut him up, I said, yes, I like puppy dogs. And then he says, well, if I roll over on my back, will you tickle my tummy? Then, he says, Benny Duncan, very pleased to meet you. Can I buy you a drink? Talking of which...
We're going to regret this.
Shut up and drink up.
And will you still be playing puppy dogs with Benny when you're old and grey?
Who knows? You really must stop worrying about me, Mark. I'm as tough as old shoe leather. I can look after myself. I'm a grown-up. Behind all this puppy dog stuff, we've got a really very mature relationship. It works like this. He does precisely what he wants, and I let him. Good that, isn't it? Took a lot of working out. The fact that he is a two-timing, mendacious bastard is really neither here nor there.
Oh. No. Please, no, don't cry.
I'm all right. Leave me alone. Leave me all right one minute, the next minute I'm blubbering like a four-year-old.
Mary.
I don't want to be touched just now. I'll be okay in a sec.
Sorry.
Mommy, you've got nothing to be sorry for. You should stop being nice to me. I'm not used to it. Oh, have your hands back. My life is a series of fairy tales in reverse. I meet a prince. He's handsome, charming, flatters me, makes me feel romantic and wonderful. Then I kiss him and straight away he turns into a toad. But by then it's too late. I'm hooked. The next one's going to be Sleeping Beauty. Only I'm wide awake.
And when the prince kisses me, I go to sleep. For a long, long time.
All sounds rather depressing.
Maybe that's it. Maybe it's all really foul now because the writer of my fairy tale is saving up a really super-duper ending. Where I wake up one morning and I really do have a prince and he loves me and gives me flowers and writes me poems and all that kind of crap that's in duff novels.
And how likely is that?
When pigs can fly. I'm so drunk that I think I just saw a pig fly past the mantelpiece. Or was it just a pig in a poke? What is a poke that a pig might inhabit it? Take me to bed.
Don't we've had a great time. Thank you very much.
Glad to hear it.
In fact, Mark and I were just about to go to bed together, but you've come back and put the kibosh on it.
Oh, don't let me stop you there, clean sheets, huh?
She's had a lot to drink, take no notice.
Listen, Mel, are you upset because I'm late? It's only 10 minutes. You've been crying?
No, I have not.
Patrick just kept me talking a little longer than I thought, that's all.
Well, so how was your tutorial? Learn anything new?
Yeah, it was very interesting, actually.
What was it on? The provoke one?
No, I told you before I went, my extended essay. Look, I've got it here.
And was that the only thing that was extended tonight?
What have I done?
Don't try and tell me you've been discussing your extended essay all this time.
I never said I had. We stopped work about 9:30. Been having a very civilised evening since then. Patrick told me all about what it was like growing up gay in Dublin. Gave me a very nice dinner.
Oh, do tell. What did you have?
Out of his freezer, chicken chasseur.
Ooh.
Very nice.
Very nice. And was it a nice flat?
I've been there before, but yes, a very nice flat.
And did you have some nice wine with your meal?
You're crazy.
Did you?
As a matter of fact, we did.
Well, what a thoroughly nice evening you've had all round.
Yes, I have. Look, what is all this? I'm not going to take this from you, especially when we've got a guest.
Yes! You really know how to treat a guest.
If I can't go out for an evening for a perfectly valid reason without coming under the third degree when I get back, it's a poor bloody show. You want to know what I've been doing tonight? Do you really want to know?
No, I don't think I do.
Listen, I'm knackered. You're knackered. We are all knackered. Now, let's talk about this in the morning. I'll get a cab.
No, it's only fair that Mel should know precisely what I've been doing tonight. After all, she is my girlfriend and she does have the right... Here we go. Arrived at Patrick's, approx 1950 hours, dinner on the table for 8, chicken chasseur from the freezer, followed by cheese and biscuits. Conversation. Went along the lines that I really must clarify my views as to the extent that the Great Depression moulded Arthur Miller's view of American society. Is Willie Loman every man, or is he just an individual, or is he both? I muddled in my thinking there, apparently, and I ought to rewrite the last half dozen pages. There were 3 different cheeses, Brie, Gruyere, and Stilton, and 2 sorts of biscuits, cream crackers and water biscuits, with polyunsaturated margarine rather than butter on account of the fact that Patrick, though a mere 34 years old, is a trifle concerned about the state of his arteries. Any more questions?
Boring.
All this is unnecessary.
Is it? I was rather under the impression it was crucial.
Okay.
Look, here's my address book. P4 Patrick. Look, there's his number. Go and ring him up.
Stop it.
No, go on. If you're so bloody suspicious, phone him up. Find out for yourself.
Pack it in, Benny.
You need a shrink, you do. You're going paranoid.
I'm going to phone for a cab.
No, don't be daft. I'll run you up. Listen, I'm sorry for losing my temper.
The cab will be much easier.
I won't hear of it. I'm taking you home. Or you could sleep here in the spare bed. Go on.
Look, I've got to get back. I've got work to do.
I'm going
to
have to take you in hand, Marcus. You're becoming a right little goody-two-shoes, isn't he, Mel?
I think spending a Friday night going over an extended essay would qualify anybody as a creep.
Oh, touché.
I'm going to bed.
No. Listen, I'm sorry for getting mad at you. I understand, but I have been a Patrick's. Honestly.
All right, I believe you.
Forgive the scruff dog.
The scruff dog is forgiven.
Woof, woof. Pat the dog before you go to bed.
Pat the dog. All right.
Right, Mel.
See you in a bit, sweetheart.
Pull me one of those, will you? I could do with it. Sometimes you amaze me.
That's because I'm quite an amazing person.
Could you lie? How could you lie so brazenly, so utterly convincingly, knowing full well that I knew every word was a complete fabrication?
Yeah, I mean, there's a job for me in the Foreign Office. I know you think I don't care for them, but I really do. I don't want to hurt her.
So it's my duty to lie to her. To lie as well as I possibly can.
Has it ever occurred to you not to be unfaithful?
Well, you're going against nature there, Marcus. I wasn't made for monogamy.
Surely it has to be better to tell the truth.
You'd never feel free to do anything naughty. There'd be no fun if everything was open and above board.
I'm impossible.
Well, everyone loves to have a secret. It's what makes them feel special.
And I've got lots of secrets. So, how was your evening with Mayor Belinsky?
Not telling.
It's a secret.
Oh, come on. No, I'm not going to tell you. The breaking of confidence.
Christ. You'll be unbelief.
I just don't like to discuss intimate details.
You seeing her again?
Ah, it's possible. It's possible. You doing anything on Sunday?
Why?
Oh, no reason. Rainy day kiss, very high regrets. Will my aching heart ever mend?
So why didn't you kiss her? Wouldn't she let you?
Not now, Charles.
You moan about me smoking in bed. You say that's antisocial, but half so antisocial as working in bed.
I want to get this done.
We're not going in until Monday. That leaves tomorrow and a whole weekend.
This has been hanging around for ages. I can't keep putting it off forever.
What was she like? I mean, really,
though. Why don't you go and read a book? Or go and do some cutting out.
What was the fascination? What was so special about her?
She didn't disturb me when I was trying to work.
Was she very neurotic?
I'm going to lose my patience in a minute, James.
What are you doing anyway?
Teacher's notes for the Listen and Learn History Kit.
I can do that for you. Dear teacher, turn on tape recorder, insert cassette, press play button, go to staff room and have a cup of tea. There, all done, easy.
But what's got into you?
I want to talk. Been running around like a mad thing all day. Now I want to talk.
No, Jules, I'm not in the mood.
This is the first night in a new house, Mark. One isn't supposed to be writing in bed on the first night in a new house. There are other things that you can do.
Jules, no.
Is he ticklish?
I said no.
Well, don't ever moan about me never taking the initiative.
All right,
I can't win.
How does the lump fulfilling?
With great difficulty.
How many hours does it
do? Well, you're the brains, you should know.
I think that's right.
Do I look after you the way you deserve?
What?
Do I value you enough?
Something.
I think I've taken for granted, haven't I?
Where's all this come from all of a sudden?
I think I probably have.
Well, sometimes it's bound to happen sometimes.
You are a kind man. You are very considerate. Deep down. Even though you have trouble showing it sometimes.
What is all this?
What did you do with £100?
What are you talking about?
£100 she sent me. What did you do with it?
What have you done? Jules, what have you done?
This afternoon, while you were picking Joe up from school, I opened the drawer in your bureau.
You did what?
You heard.
How?
You left the key in the lock, you dimbo. I found the letter.
You cow!
And I read it. I'm not sorry.
Well, you should be. You will be.
I could easily not have told you. I knew you'd be furious, but I think we need to get this out in the open.
Pass me my sleeping tablets.
You've given those up.
Well, I've changed my mind.
Oh, Mark, please don't.
So I need to sleep.
Look, you've got to face up to this, Mark. A tablet won't make it go away. It'll still be there in the morning. Listen. There's nothing to be ashamed of in all this. I read that letter. I saw what was in it. It was so sad, it made me cry. It opened my eyes to a lot of things about you.
You shouldn't have done that, Jules. That was a mean trick.
But you never have told me. I'd never have known.
That is the most private, most personal thing I possess.
I see you last week.
It's none of your business.
When?
Years, all right. Many, many
years. How many
years?
Years? Come on.
Not since the day I got it. Happy now?
Read it again. It says some very nice things about you. She obviously cared about you a very great deal.
I don't care.
Of course you care.
I don't think I'll ever forgive you for this.
Don't be like that. Read it. Come to terms with it. Don't just bury it. Pretend it didn't happen. Let your feelings out. Cry, why don't you? Or scream or something, anything rather than bottling it all up like this. No wonder you're so neurotic. You're so hung up, repressed and guilt-ridden.
I want to go to sleep.
There's your bloody tablets. I hope they choke you.
He's taken a Mogadon, and he's still wide awake.
I didn't take one.
What time is it?
Past two. I've been watching the second hand go round for the last 15 minutes, most enthralling.
I'm sorry.
Good.
Can you make one?
Your moments.
I thought it might help.
Now is not the time, Mark.
Oh, my brain's been going haywire. Sometimes when I used to stay at their place, I could hear them in the next room. It seemed to go on for hours. Then you know. And I'd just lie there and listen. Never able to go to sleep.
I'm gonna have a fag.
I could have gone home. To never stay. I need it. It's almost as if they wanted me to hear. As if they were putting on a show.
So, how are you going to talk?
I don't know where to start.
What happened after university?
I only saw her twice more. Down in London, she'd moved down there.
Well, go on.
I don't know where to start.
Well, try.
Don't bully. I can't be a good bully.
You need bullying. You need a good shaking.
Stop it, Mel. Please stop it.
Did you call me?
Sorry, I'm in a bit of a state.
You've got to tell me. All this moving house, trying to make a fresh start. Whatever happened to no more secrets?
Her dad died. Left her a lot of money. She bought a flat in Putney. She had a good job in the Home Office, assistant principal or something. Well, she was doing all right. Little Benny turned up.
Mel?
Hello?
I'm in the kitchen.
Oh, it's raining. Good to see you.
It's good to see you too.
What are you doing?
Well, I thought I'd make myself useful.
Jesus! What? The last thing I said to that
bastard would do the sodding washing up, I'll kill him. He's such a selfish shit. Is the sun over the yard arm? Naval expression. Do you want a drink?
Are you having one?
You bet your life I'm having one.
Okay, well, thanks very much.
Gin and tonic?
That sounds fine.
Let's clear his face and wash up a couple of something.
Sorry to hear about your dad.
That was months ago.
Haven't seen you since graduation.
Meant I could buy this place. I'm just a little orphan, Annie, now. The only child and her mummy and daddy both dead.
That must feel strange.
The funny thing is that both parents were only children, too. I haven't got any aunts or uncles either, and so if I didn't have any children and died, that would be it. The end of the line, the end of the Bradshaw. Bit like Last of the Mohicans, really. There we go.
Thanks a lot. Cheers.
How's life up in darkest Manchester? Christ, it seems a million years ago. Are you still in touch with people?
Oh, no, not much. Mainly people from work.
What is it you're doing again? Benny did tell me, but I've forgotten.
Educational publishing. Very small firm. Textbooks. We're getting into project packs. I'm helping everyone on the suffragettes at the moment.
Well, a damn sight more interesting than the civil service. God, it is deadly. Hey, listen, when are you going to get a phone?
When I can afford one. I'm very badly paid.
I'll buy you one. I've got heaps of money.
Now, I wouldn't dream of it.
It's very frustrating not being able to get in touch. Just say when. I can easily afford it. I'd no idea the old man was worth so much money. I don't have to work, really. Well, not for a few years. They'll probably fire me soon, anyway. I'm hardly ever there. See if I care.
Well, do something else.
Do you think I'd make a good photographer?
I don't see why not.
I think I might just go to photographic school.
How's Benny?
Don't talk to me about that shit. I've been having a very bad couple of days as far as he's concerned. If he doesn't buck his ideas up, he is out. O-U-T spells out.
What's the problem? I thought he was a big success.
He is driving me mad. He won't get a proper job. He is hanging around with a whole bunch of cronies who he's convinced are going to offer him a job as a TV presenter next week. And in the meantime, he just sits around here all day, smoking junk, drinking my booze, and never ever clearing up after himself. He treats this place like a bloody hotel.
Oh dear.
Well, I've warned him. I told him last night, if things don't change, he's on his bike. I don't care if he hasn't got anywhere to stay. He can go and stay with his precious mummy, for all I care. Let's go through to the lounge.
This carpet's fantastic.
It'd be nice if someone who visits occasionally. I've just said I am not going to do it. I'm not going to be his maidservant. He may have been used to having mummy to come round and do his washing and bring him his shopping, but that situation no longer applies, and he is going to have to learn pretty damn quick.
Would you like me to have a word?
You can try. But even if he were to turn into a saint, I don't think I could tolerate him. To tell you the truth, I don't care what happens to him now, just so long as he stays out of my life.
That bad?
There's something I want to tell you. This is a big secret, and I don't want it spread around. No one's supposed to know.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm seeing a psychiatrist. There's a chance I might be dragged away to a funny farm.
Surely not.
It's not that bad. I feel just as sane as I ever did. It's just that the world's gone mad. Quite funny, really. Yeah, he just wants me to witter on about my childhood and how I feel about my parents and how I must express my anger that I have towards them. And I tell him that I don't see much point in getting angry with a couple of stiffs. But he doesn't see the funny side. Also, he seems to think that I should fall in love with him. Apparently, it's almost de rigueur that you fall in love with your analyst. Well, I wouldn't fall in love with this one if you paid me. You look like an orangutan.
Oh, dear.
But do you know what is brilliant? I'm not even paying for it. All on the National Health. Hey, maybe that's it. Maybe you only get good-looking shrinks when you go private.
Well, photographic school sounds like a good idea.
Do you think so? I wonder if I'm good enough.
I'm sure you're good enough.
I need something to get out of this rot.
Is it always as bad as this with Ben?
Not always. We have our ups and downs. Sometimes he thinks he's in with a chance of something. He's got some deal cooking. Then he's great. Even does the shopping and cooks the odd dinner. But then it all goes wrong and we're back to square one.
Is he still patting the dog?
Not really. that all seems to have gone. Now I can't really remember the last time you did that. I suppose it's called growing up.
Her lovely hair has grown so fair. I could go on never.
Skin's gone to pieces, she's so pale.
You don't have to tell me, Mark. She's not the same woman anymore.
She told me about the psychiatrist.
Right, well, fat lot of good that's doing her. She goes to see her once a week, comes back in a foul temper and blames it all on me. I tell you, Mark, I'm the only one that's going bananas in this situation. Basically, it just comes down to the fact that she's jealous. She sees me cracking on, meeting new people, forging openings for myself, and then she looks at herself with a desk job at the Home Office and it gets her depressed. The one weapon that she's got, though, is that she's got the money and I ain't. But that's not going to apply for long because things are really moving for me now, and as soon as I get my break, I'm off. No danger.
Might she not feel as though you owe her something?
Oh, listen, I don't owe her anything. I don't know what she's been telling you, but don't get into your head that I wanted to come here. She asked me. She begged me almost because she couldn't cope with London on her own. I could have stayed in half a dozen different places when I came down here. I came here because she said she needed help. Then she turns around and accuses me of spying off her. Makes me bloody angry, I can tell.
She mentioned something about becoming a photographer.
It's not there again. How's she going to become a photographer? She's a stupid daydream.
Well, I thought it sounded like a good idea. Give her a sense of purpose.
If I thought she'd stick at it, I'd be right behind her. But it's just a whim. She knows she's not going to last it out of the Home Office. She's already had two warnings for absenteeism. She's clutching at straws. Mark, I tell you something. We're only sleeping together tonight because you're here, so that you could have the spare bed. She slowed me out of the bedroom last week because I came home an hour later than I said I would. Can you believe that? Barman. Not that that side of things has been anything to write home about for ages. It's like an icebox. All cold and sighing. Sad when you think what she used to be like.
And you?
Oh, a man's got to live. I'm not a monk. Actually, I tell you, there is the most gorgeous creature I have met. Absolutely stunning. She works for a film production company in Warnow Street, eh? Say no more.
I like St. James, best of all the parks. Don't know why, really. I think it's the name, St. James. That's charming.
A beautiful November morning.
You're very naughty, you know, playing hooky from your conference. Black Star for you.
Oh, it's only the plenary session this morning. They can do without me. Besides, I wanted to spend some time with you.
I'm sorry about last night.
Oh, stop apologising.
But it felt so good when I threw the spaghetti.
Bit messy.
Wish I'd been a better shot.
I think he got the message.
Why doesn't he just get out of my life? Hates me, you know. Sometimes when we're having a row, I can see it in his eyes. Real hate. It's frightening. If he hates me, why doesn't he just go? Then at least I could start with a clean slate, but now every idea I have, he puts the mockers on by making a joke of it and calling me a spoiled kid. Me! Talk about the pot calling the kettle black. What about you, Mark? You must be fed up to the back teeth with a pair of them.
I like you both very much.
I can understand you liking me, but what do you see in that toe rag?
The difficult thing to remember is that underneath all the bravura and the self-confidence, Benny, he's just as screwed up as the next guy.
I know that. You know that, but try telling him that.
He's always used to having everything provided for him. Suddenly he's out of the room and flushed into the big wide world, and it's not as easy as he thought. He needs to take his frustrations out on someone, and that someone's you.
He just can't cope with the fact that he's failed. He's a big, big failure. Swarmed down to London thinking that he's going to make the big time, and he hasn't. He's got precisely nowhere. It'll do him good in the long run.
Shall we sit down?
Yeah. I've got some bread in my bag for the duck.
Remember you being a duck once.
Wah, wah. See? You can still do it.
Yeah.
Any other requests? Pigeon, coo, coo, owl, twit, twoo. Regular Percy Edwards, aren't I? I love feeding the duck. I do it every week.
Oh, just remembered. I've got some photos here. I don't think you've seen them.
Let me see.
They're of that day trip we took to Yorkshire, remember?
Oh, it's Bleety. Bleety Cronsworth Dean. Oh, isn't he lovely? Isn't he lovely?
She was so unhappy.
Oh, my sweet darling.
I haven't told you the rest, Jules. I haven't told you about the last time I saw her. When she needed me most. When she begged me to stay. And I ran away. I'll give until 11:30 and that's it. What am I doing here? Pat that dog.
Goodbye, goodbye. There's a goodbye. Now sit, sit, sit.
Great to see you. You look terrific.
Hey, nice bit of schmutter, my boy. We're on our way up in the world, aren't we?
Happy months. Why are we blessed with your presence?
Another comfort.
Welcome to see you. And Mel.
Great.
Listen. I have had some great news.
What's that?
Just about the best news.
Well, come on, don't keep me in suspenders.
New TV prog aimed at teenagers, fashion, pop, music, youth issues. Guess who's presenting it?
You're kidding!
Talk about. Introduced by Benny Duncan.
That's wonderful news. I'm really pleased for you. When did he hear?
Well, just about half an hour ago. That's why I'm a bit late, but I knew Marcus would forgive me.
I can hardly believe it. It's all coming right at last.
2 or 3 years, and it'll be...
Ladies and gentlemen, direct live from London, the Benny Duncan Show!
I'm really delighted for you.
Oh, sorry, honey, I'm forgetting my manners. Mark, meet Fiona. She's a good friend of mine.
Pleased to meet you.
And you?
Fiona's also just had some good news. She's been made a researcher on the same programme!
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Fiona, Mark, is my oldest and dearest friend. We were at college together. He's a sensible chap whose wise advice has seen me through many a crisis. He can be a bit intimidating sometimes because he seems to know so much, but those of us who know him well know that it's all a veneer. That's right, isn't he, Mark? Underneath it all, he's as thick as 2 short planks.
Oh, thank you, Benny. It's at times like this you find out who your real friends are.
Fiona and I are going to be seeing quite a lot of one another over the next few months.
That's right.
Well, you must be looking forward to it.
Well, a bit nervous, really.
You're nervous? I'm terrified.
No, you'll both do splendidly, I'm sure.
Well, should we have a drink, by way of celebration?
Well, I really ought to be getting over to Mel's.
Oh, yeah, sure. Listen, do you mind if I don't come over just yet? I've got one or two things that I need to sort out.
That's okay.
I'll only be an hour or two, I promise. Do you mind?
Oh, I don't mind.
Cheers, Marcus, you're a mate.
Have you told Mel your good news?
I can't imagine her being that interested, quite honestly. You can tell her if you want.
How is she?
Up and down.
And how's the photography?
Just as I predicted, I'm afraid. She can't keep up. She's no good on the technical side. I knew she wouldn't be. Cutting classes, it's just down to a question of whether she chucks it in or gets chucked out first.
Oh, dear.
No determination, you see. No staying power. Depressing. Listen, tell me. How is the wonderful world of educational publishing?
Fine.
Great, glad to hear it.
Listen, we got a dash. I'll see you later on, round the flat.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Nice to meet you.
That's terrific news. I'm absolutely delighted for him. It couldn't have happened to a nicer bloke. I'll put on a record to celebrate. We got any nice funeral music? Actually, I don't feel like listening to music. God, he's going to be unbearable now. He's such a gloater.
Like a dog with two tails.
Oh, oh. You ready for another?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
You're
going to
need some tonight. Oh, Mark, I've had enough. I can't bear this.
You had to have some good news sooner or later. You're still trying to chuck him out?
Oh, sure. To no avail. He always manages to worm his way back into favour somehow. I won't have a problem now.
How do you mean?
He'll be off before you can say nice. Well, good riddance.
Oh, I brought you a present.
A present?
It's a book.
Thank you.
Poems.
Oh, Ariel, I haven't got this one. It's wonderful. Oh, I shall enjoy this. That's very kind. Here. Are you married yet or anything?
Hardly.
Will you marry me?
Yes.
I drive you around the twist in a week. Benny says that. Says I'd turn anyone into a nutter.
How's the shrink?
Gave up on that waste of time.
And how's the photography?
It's a death course. Some nice people, mind, but I don't think it's for me. It's just all so cutthroat when you get out there. I think I'd get trampled. No, I've been thinking. Maybe it should be jewellery. Hand-painted, crafty stuff. The in thing these days.
Mm.
Quite fancy myself at that.
Well, good luck.
You're so good to me. Why aren't I in love with you? Sorry. Are you bored?
No, I'm not bored.
I've been no fun tonight. This news about Benny's really got to me. When did he say before?
Well, he said an hour or two, but you know what that means.
Oh, maybe he's fallen under a bus or something. God, I hope so.
Hello, talk of the devil.
He's got someone with him.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Nice to see ya! To see ya!
Hello, Benny.
Congratulations.
Didn't he do well?
Can I introduce a friend? Come through, Fiona. Fiona, this is Mel. Mel, this is Fiona. Mark, you've already met.
Hello. Benny, can you come through to the kitchen for a minute?
What for?
Just come through to the kitchen.
Okay. Now!
Okay, I'm coming. Look after Fiona a tick, will you know?
Yeah.
Just who precisely do you think you are?
What are you talking about?
Who flat do you think this is?
Hey. What's going on?
You don't bring women back here, you bastard!
I beg
you. Oh, dear.
Yes.
It doesn't sound like I'm particularly wanted.
Oh, not your fault. You want to know.
Benny's told me a lot about her. I knew she was a bit unstable, but I wasn't expecting this. I don't know quite what I should do. What do you think I should do?
I don't know.
Do you think I should go?
I don't know.
I don't know whether I should go or not. My coat's in the hall. Well, they'll see me, won't they? If I go now.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, I don't know what to do. I think I'd better stay for the time being. What do you do?
Educational publishing.
Ah, that sounds very interesting. Oh, listen, I think I'd maybe better go. I think that'll be for the best. It's nice to have met you. I'll see you again soon, I hope.
I don't give a bugger what you think! You out! Nothing personal, you understand, but go now!
Well, I was just on my way as it happens. I'll just get my coat if you'll excuse me.
A friendly word of advice, sister, don't touch him with a barge pole!
You have to spoil everything, don't you? I was having a great day till I saw you. Everything I ever wanted, and you have to spoil it!
I'm
just jealous!
Bye-bye now.
No, listen, Poppy, I'll come to the door with you. I'm sorry about this. Poppy!
Come here,
Matt. Don't touch me! I can't be touched! I'm going to scream!
Look.
God!
Mel, look, I can't stay here. I can't stay here any longer. No, I'm sorry, but I've got to go. Look. Can you hear me? Look, I can still catch the mail train. Mel, I've got to go home. I can't stand this, look, I can't stand this anymore, do you understand that? I'm going!
Wait, what? Where are you going?
No!
Oh, for God's sake!
What's that? Can we stop
I can't stay, Mel. I've got to go. I can't take
please,
any more.
Please come back. I can't cope on my own.
What can I do?
You're the only person in the world who understands me. The only one who can't leave me now.
Look, Mel, understand this. Please, understand this. I love you. But you don't love me. I can't carry on giving you what you want because you're driving me insane. Look, I've got feelings too. I suffer. It hurts me so much to see you like this. I've got to go home. I've got to go home.
Mark! Come back, please!
My train goes in a few minutes.
Catch the next one.
There isn't a next one.
I'll drive you back tomorrow.
My mind's made up.
Can I phone you tomorrow?
Look, you know I'm not on the phone.
This is ridiculous. Look, I was stupid, okay? Thoughtless. I should never have brought the girl back. It was a misjudgment.
I made a mistake. Raz! Can a guy make a mistake?
Bye, Benny.
Phone. Promise your phone. I see ya. Hey, Mark.
What?
Whoop, whoop. Whoop. Hurt that dog.
I've got the letter here.
Thanks.
Just one more question.
What's that?
What did you do with Andrew Sands?
I used it to pay off my rent arrears and to clear my overdraft. I didn't even go to the funeral. God, I'm a hopeless bastard.
No. You're not. No, you're not.
Jules, I love you.
I love you too. I'll leave it here for you then, shall I?
Thanks, Jules.
See you in a little while.
Yeah.
Mrs. Light?
Postman, Dean, you've got the letter.
Have I?
Dear Mark, by the time you read this, if things go according to plan, I'll be dead. It's all right. I've left another note. Everything will be taken care of down here. No need to worry. I've been amazingly efficient about all this. You'd be very impressed. I seem to have made a mess of everything up to now. I'm determined to do this right. I made my will yesterday. At first I was going to leave everything to you, but in the end I thought better of it. All this money has brought me nothing but misery, so I don't see why it should be any different for you. It's all going to Oxfam now. That should win me brownie points in heaven, if there is one. Anyway, here's £100 in cash. You won't come to much harm with that. You must spend it on having a phone installed so that in future, when people want to talk to you, they can. I don't blame you for running away like you did on that Friday. It seems an awfully long time ago now. I've been meaning to write on several occasions since then, but as soon as I've sat down with the pen, nothing seems to have come out. If the handwriting looks a bit wobbly, it's because I've just drunk half a bottle of vodka. That won't win me brownie points in heaven, staggering through the pearly gates half cut. I do believe you're the only person I've ever known who really cared about me. I just want you to realize that I care for you too. You're the kindest and most considerate of men. Find someone who'll look after you in the way that you deserve. I don't feel remotely brave about all this. Just seems a sensible thing to do, all other possibilities having been exhausted. It's all been a bit pointless, really, apart from one or two times with you, which weren't. Be happy. Now. have made us both a cup of tea. You okay? Here's a hanky. Dry those eyes. It's all right now. I love you very much. Very, very much.
The Girl of My Best Friend was written by Christopher Reason. Russell Dixon played Mark. Michael Maloney played Benny. Emma Chambers played Mel. And Catherine Hurlbut played Jules. Fiona was Jane Hazelgrove, and Mrs. White, Maureen Morris. The play was directed in Manchester by Clive Brill.
The way she walks, the way she talks, how long had I pretend? The girl of my best friend. Her lovely hair, her skin so fair, I could go on never end. Oh, I can't help it, I'm in love with the girl. I want to tell her how I love her so, and hold her in my arms, but then, what if she got real mad and told him so? I could never face either one again.